One of the people who's been under attack, he's an old friend of mine, is a law professor at Cornell. He runs a magnificent website. You've probably seen it if you follow my social media, called Legal Insurrection, which is kind of ironic because what we have going on now is an illegal insurrection. Bill Jacobson, how are you, my friend?
Good. Thank you, Mark, for having me on.
All right, what are they trying to do to you?
Well, I wrote some blog posts about a week or two ago about Black Lives Matter, and I pointed out some hard truths. And one of the hard truths is that the seminal event that launched the Black Lives Matter movement was the Michael Brown shooting. And the claim that he was shot with his hands up saying, "Don't shoot." And they march to this day and they go, "Hands up, don't shoot." And that actually never happened. The Justice Department under Obama, Eric Holder's Justice Department, thoroughly investigated, found out it never happened. So the whole movement was started based on a fabrication. And I pointed that out. And that upset a lot of the people in the law school community. I had a second blog post which pointed out that regardless of whether there might be people who have legitimate, honest feelings and they protest, that the founders of the movement were far left radicals who sought to tear down the country, and that their philosophies, their anti-police philosophies, their anti-capitalist philosophies are playing themselves out in the organized Black Lives Matters movement today. And that's why you see anti-police rhetoric, trying to defund the police, tearing things down. So these are two things that I said. And that infuriated people. The law school started getting emails demanding I be fired. 21 of my colleagues, some of whom I'd worked closely with for 10 years, signed a letter denouncing me. Students started organizing petitions against me. And I finally had enough and I went public with it. And that's where I am now. They're not going to fire me, but a lot of people want me fired. And that's where I am now. I have been now officially denounced by
Well, I want to underscore this. I want to underscore this. You were hanging by a thread there for a while, and then the dean of the law school comes out and says, "No, we're not going to fire a Professor Jacobson, but he's a reprobate." And he denounces you. Tell everybody what he said.
Yeah, exactly. He basically, it was a public shaming by the dean of the law school, speaking as the dean. I mean, if he wants to, in his private capacity, criticize me, that's fine. But he's the head of the institution, announces that I have violated the values of the law school, that my posts were irrational, he didn't use that word, but equivalent, and that he agrees with all the criticisms or a lot of the criticisms of me, and but he's not going to fire me. So this, but this never happens. I don't know, and there may never have been in the history of Cornell Law School when the official institution took a position against a professor's speech. I don't care whether they like it or not, but when you're the head of the institution, you're supposed to be neutral about things. And that's where I am. I've got this, thing hanging out there that people are going to use against me without any ability to contest it. I mean, they found me in violation of the school's values without giving me a chance to be heard. It was just a proclamation by the dean of the law school, and it's hanging out there now. And that's what we've come to. This is very much, and I've been using this analogy, like the Cultural Revolution in China that took place under Mao, that if you don't agree, you are named, you are shamed, you are put on display, and if they can't fire you, they will publicly denounce you. Now, again, I want to emphasize, this is the school as an entity doing it. I don't care if individual professors want to criticize me. I mean, you know how it is, Mark. I'm out on the internet. I get criticism all day long, but I really take offense to the school as an institution putting its thumb on the scale against one of its professors because they don't like his speech.
This period in our history, Professor Jacobson, is really unlike anything I've ever seen, anything I've ever read about. This really is a Maoist cultural revolution or kind of a French revolution. You can see when you see in Seattle, now you kind of see the Stalinists fighting the Maoists and the Maoists fighting the Trotskyites. You know, it plays out the way it does. But it is a nasty game. And I remember when law professors used to stand up for Nazis marching, which we all found disgusting and abhorrent. They would take the lowest lowlives in our society, the ACLU. Is the ACLU come to your defense, sir?
Nobody comes to my defense ever.
Exactly.
At school. I'm out there alone. And just to show you, I mean, we have people on the faculty who say the craziest things, who support Occupy Wall Street, who support the anti-Israel movement. Nobody, the school never issues a statement about them, but the one conservative on the whole faculty who issues a criticism of Black Lives Matter, all of a sudden, it's a huge to-do, and the professors and the students and the school now need to hold me out there and condemn me because they don't like my speech. It never happens the other way around.
Not a single professor, colleague, has come to your defense?
No, and just the opposite. Like I said, there are people I'd worked with for 10 years closely, who signed a letter against me and didn't even have the courtesy, the common human decency, to call me up and say, hey, Bill, there's this post you wrote. It's creating a little controversy. Can we talk about it? You know, no, nothing, not a phone call. I found out about it when it was published in the Cornell Sun newspaper. And then I found out that those faculty members, or at least some of them, were coordinating with students to issue and circulate a petition against me and to make sure that those student groups were going to make sure that incoming students knew to stay away from me. That's how bad it is. They wanted, the students wanted me to be labeled a racist by the school and everybody to be warned about me. That's how bad it is.
You know, Professor, there's another professor on the West Coast, an accounting professor, and he's been a professor for like 38 years. And Black Lives Matters, among others, insisted that he not give final exams, particularly the black students, so they could participate in these protests and so forth. And he said, no, if an individual has a specific cause, you know, a death in the family, they're sick, I would always entertain that. But I'm not going to have a mass no final exam. And do you know they're destroying his career?
Yeah, I've read about that. This is happening. I am hearing so many stories. And one of the things that me getting attention and publicity about my situation, my inbox is flooded with people telling me similar stories. Everybody is afraid to speak up. Everybody is afraid they're going to lose their job or they're not going to get their PhD. Everybody has been cowered into silence. Now, I'm in a position where I can speak up. Obviously, you are too, Mark. But a lot of people aren't. You know, they're early in their career. They haven't necessarily reached their success point yet. And so they just keep their mouth shut. And it's a really terrifying reign of terror. And it is so much worse now than it ever was. We always had political correctness and leftism on campuses. But with this new movement, it's totalitarian in nature. Mm-hmm. The students who are organizing against me have on their Facebook page that silence is violence. Think about that. What happens? I studied about the Soviet Union. I actually studied in the Soviet Union. And what would happen is you could not be left out of politics. You had to attend the meeting at your factory where they would praise the leadership. And failing to show up was considered a counter-revolutionary act. And that's where we're going. It used to be if you were on campus and a student and you could stick to your studies, stay out of politics, keep your mouth shut, they would leave you alone. You will not be left alone anymore. You must participate in the revolution going on. And I hope all your listeners understand that this time it is different and people need to speak up.
And look what's going on with Sesame Street, with Nickelodeon, our public schools and the teachers' unions, and as you point out, colleges and universities, not just professors, but for students. Academic freedom is dead. Free speech is dead. Serious, objective, independent education is dead. To develop and brainwash the next generation of young people. I mean, this is so thoroughly serious, and you don't have to agree with me, but I can just imagine if Biden's elected and they take the Senate, I don't know that we're going to get this country back. I really don't.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's true. I think the cultural purge that is going on now, and that's what it is. It's like an old style Stalinist purge where people are disappeared from the internet. They're disappeared from TV. They're disappeared. They're going to disappear from radio, where people lose their jobs because they won't participate fully enough, that we are really seeing a fundamental change. And I think if Biden wins, the people who created the situation will now have the levers of government power. They don't have that right now. It's the one thing they don't control. They may control a city, but they don't control the national levers of power. And I think they're going to use it to their advantage. And all of the purges you're seeing go on in the culture now are going to be emphasized even more.
Look what's going on with Tucker Carlson. You have Media Matters, which is a Soros hard left group. You have the Mediaite organization, founded by a so-called reporter for ABC News. You have the Internet. You have others. He is labeled a white supremacist and a racist. Word goes out. It goes through a network of leftists. It goes through a network of newsrooms. They're trying to destroy him and take him out. One guy with one show, and to be perfectly honest, 4 or 5 million viewers from time to time. That's not that big compared to all the rest of the media, but he needs to go. Destroy him and remove him.
Yeah, and I think that's how it goes. They single somebody out. It's the old,
Alinsky
rules.
Yep.
Alinsky rules, isolate and attack, and they try to isolate people. I mean, I see them do it to me. This is not the first time I've gone through something like this. I mean, being literally the only openly political conservative at the law school and one of maybe three or four in the entire university of almost 2,000 faculty members, I understand what it's like. But it's never been as bad. Let me just tell your listeners, it has never been as bad as it is right now. Something has changed in the last 6 months.
All right. Now, Bill, Professor, if people want to keep track of this, let them know where your website is.
Sure. It's legalinsurrection.com. So you can just Google Legal Insurrection, or you can just Google my name, William Jacobson, and you will find me.
Let's go ahead and put that, and we often do, on my Facebook and Twitter sites, legalinsurrection.com. And ladies and gentlemen, it really is a terrific website. It's a terrific site, period, and more now than ever before. You let me know if they're still going at you, Bill, okay?
Okay, thank you, Mark.
All right, God bless you. He's the most decent guy there is out there. You can hear in his own voice. He can see what they're doing to him. And he's not alone. If you have teenagers, they're being pressured right now. If you have college students, they're being pressured. In all walks of life, this is taking place. All walks of life.